Since his debut in Amazing Fantasy number 15, this character has been one of the most beloved comic book superheroes of all time. Any guess who he is? I'll let you know in a minute. It's me, Tony T, for the Nerd of Godcast, and here's your Daily Devo. Bookish wallflower to all who know him as mild-mannered teen Peter Parker, he one day finds himself bitten by a tiny spider who's been bombarded with amazing amounts of radiation, and little did he know, that bite would change his life forever. Swinging across the skyline of New York City as your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, Parker fights evildoers with the proportionate speed, strength, and agility of a spider, driven by the words of his late Uncle Ben that with great power comes great responsibility. We've heard it before, we've seen the origin stories, so much so that when Tom Holland was introduced to the Marvel Cinematic Universe, they bypassed Spider-Man's origin altogether. But no matter what incarnation of the wall crawler you're seeing, the tension between power and responsibility is always a driving factor for the web-slinger. As Christians, we find ourselves daily in a world that knows hurt, loneliness, and need. We sometimes find ourselves experiencing a similar tension. Should I go pray for that person? Is it God's will for me to share my lunch with a homeless man? Would it please the Lord for me to volunteer with my church's youth ministry because it seems like they're always asking for help, but I don't know if I feel the call? I'll tell you this, the need is the call. There are some things about which you don't need to hear from God. They're sort of our default setting. We're called to love. We're called to serve, to be generous, and to put others before ourselves. And to take it a step further, the Bible says in James 4:17, "Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin." That's kind of the Bible's way to say to us as Christians, as Christ's representatives in this world, that we have been given a great power. And right along with it comes, you guessed it, great responsibility. Go and do something with whatever it is that God's given you. Do something great for the people that Jesus loves. Go be a hero. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, listen to our full show wherever fine podcasts are consumed. Or check out our blog at nerdofgodcast.com. You can even tag up with us on social media at nerdofgodcast. We'd love to chat with you, connect with you, and exchange whimsical animated gifts with you. I'm Tony T for the Nerd of God Daily. Until next time, have a great weekend. Be good and do good.